Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another segment. This is episode 8 of Right Minded Gains, the common sense approach to health and fitness. And on this morning, I want to discuss something very, very important. And that is that old saying, you are what you eat. I know a lot of us grew up hearing that, including myself, and you know, it always sounded kind of stupid. Oh, you are what you eat. Oh, if you eat that garbage food, you're gonna be like that. Obviously, that's not, you know, you're not actually gonna turn into a fucking donut or anything like that, but there is a lot of truth to that saying, and I've only realized that in the past probably a couple years, maybe not even that much. And this brings me to a story which got me thinking about this. So, from my community around where I live, from my synagogue, there's a man that I've known for years. He's, I would say, at this point in his, I would say, mid to late 30s. Probably breaking 40 soon, somewhere in that ballpark. And he's an extremely nice guy. Nice family, has a couple of kids, wife, the whole spiel. And, you know, he's very heavy. He's been very heavy since the day I've met him. As long as I can remember, it's been years and years. Over the years, you know, I've seen him at the gym here and there. I remember about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, I was a part of a Life Fitness in Lawrence, New York. And I would see him there every now and then, you know, hitting some cardio, whatever, trying to get into shape. Back then, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, so I couldn't even try to help him, even if I wanted to. But that's besides the point. So, you know, over the years, I've seen him trying to get after it, trying to get healthy, you know, lose a few pounds here and there, then gain it back, lose a few pounds, gain it back. You know, pretty much the cycle that a lot of people go through. And, well, I don't know exactly the timeline, but I'd like to say in the last couple years, maybe the last year, unfortunately, he has come down with cancer. He was diagnosed with cancer. And I know he was going through the chemo and all this and that, all the treatments. And as far as I can tell, based off of what he says on his social media, things were going all right. Obviously, it's a tough time, I'm sure. Thank God I've never had to deal with that. But, you know, going through those treatments, I'm sure, is very rough. But he seemed pretty positive. He seemed like he was getting back to his normal life, his normal schedule. And it seemed to be that all was well, you know, after several chemo treatments and whatnot. It seemed to be that things were starting to get better. Well, recently, he posted again saying he has to go back because the cancer came back. He has to go back to his treatments and to his issues and to that lifestyle. So at that moment, I messaged him. I'm like, what's up, man? You know, how's everything? And I pretty much just asked him. I was very straight out about it. Have you, like, what's your diet like? How do you eat? Have you made changes since you've gone through this the first time? Have you tried moving more? Have you, you know, switched things up? Or are you doing the same old thing? And what can we all guess? It was pretty much the same old thing. His response was, no, I haven't really changed anything. I eat whatever. Like, literally, he said, I eat whatever. I'm gonna guess he doesn't do all that much moving. I haven't seen him at any gyms. And he hasn't posted from any gyms or anything of that nature trying to, you know, say that he's trying to get at it or get healthy. And, you know, it's just he hasn't taken those proper steps. And I can't talk shit about the guy and, like, blame him. Obviously, you know, I haven't gone through such things. But I have gone through other things, and I can say when I was down in the ditch, when I was very sick years ago, I was thinking of ways to get myself healthier. I was thinking of ways that I can help myself. I wasn't just sitting there hoping to get better, waiting. I actively searched for ways of healing myself, whether it be through medication, through eating, through whatever, you know, and over the years I've gotten much healthier. Now, he says he hasn't really done much of anything, excuse me, to fix his situation. And I said, bro, that's horrible. And I feel for this guy, so I don't want it to come off like I'm being hateful or malice towards him, but I find this to be just utter stupidity. I said to him, bro, that's not good. You have to get your shit together. Like, you got to start figuring out what foods work for you. You have to start eating good foods. You can't just eat whatever the fuck you want. If you just continue to eat whatever the fuck you want, how do you expect yourself to get better? Even if you start losing weight, like I said, he's a very heavy guy. Even if he starts losing weight, but he's still eating like shit, then his insides are still shit. They may seem better on the outside when you lose weight. You know, when you're not as big, you may seem healthier, you may look healthier, but if you're still consuming the same garbage, then you're still gonna be the same garbage on the inside. So, you know, I pretty much said to him, like, bro, that's not good. You have to get your shit together, and you have to start figuring out a way of dieting, a way of eating that will help you. You know, eat more fruits and vegetables, try to eat better quality foods, and, you know, whatever, things of that nature. And his response to me kind of shocked me, and it kind of pissed me off, to be honest. He said, I don't have any motivation, I don't know how to start, that type of answer. I don't remember the exact words, but it was some sort of answer involving not having the motivation to get shit done. And this kind of threw me back a little bit. I waited a few minutes before I responded because I didn't want to come off as an asshole again, because, like, I'm sure he's going through all kinds of shit in his head, but how are you going to fix that if you're not helping yourself, you know? So I literally said to him, like, listen, not to be a dick, but what the fuck motivation do you need more than literally having cancer? You're not going to the doctor and he's telling you you have some high blood pressure. You're not being told, you know, your sugar's a little bit off, you gotta fix the way you eat. You literally have cancer for the second time. For the second time. And you have a family with two children that need you. So that's a whole nother story. But what the fuck motivation is more motivation than that? What can motivate a person more than that? God forbid you ever come to me and tell me I have cancer. First fucking thing I'm doing is figuring out what I can do to help myself to get better. I don't need more motivation than you telling me that I have that issue. And I feel like any person should have that same response. And it's just, people need to start using some fucking common sense, to be honest. Do you really need, like, a nutritionist or a trainer or even your doctor to tell you to start fixing your lifestyle, start fixing the way you do things when you are literally dying? Like literally dying? I'm not saying, you know, you're dying in 30 years from old age, 40, whatever. Like, you're literally dying. You have cancer that has come back after you got rid of it, and it's going to start spreading through your body unless you start going through all these medical treatments, which also hurt the body a lot, you know? So, what is that? I think that's, I don't know, is that someone that's just scared of the reality? Maybe. Could be that. I don't know. I just found that to be so crazy, so absurd. What motivation is more motivation than your doctor telling you you're dying? It doesn't make sense to me. People need to start using their fucking brains. Need to start using some common sense. God gave us common sense. Let's use it. It's unfortunately not that common, but we gotta start making it more common. People need to start using their brains, need to start thinking for themselves. You don't have to wait for a nutritionist or a trainer or a doctor to tell you to lose some fucking weight. If your stomach is sticking out fucking 16 miles outside of your fucking pants and you haven't been able to see your feet for 6 years, then you probably need to lose a little bit of weight. You know, if you can barely move without breathing correctly, if you can't go up a flight of steps without wanting to die, if you can't lift some small weights around without thinking you're going to be crippled, then you should probably fix your lifestyle. Why do you need a, quote, expert to tell you that? Like, what happened to common sense? What happened to people giving a shit about themselves? Everyone's so worried about everyone else, about all these fucking social issues that are going on in our country, our world, but they don't stop for like 2 seconds to think about their own shit. Fix your own shit, then start worrying about other people. Anyways, I'm done ranting for today. That shit kind of pissed me off. Peace out.